Hello, and welcome to Let's Pharmanize, an esteemed member of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. I'm Shane Gerritsen.
I'm Cal Vandegrift.
And I'm Adam Gladio.
Today, we have a very special guest, Adam Gladio from RX Rise, here to tell us about his platform for selling short-dated and surplus stock directly to pharmacies.
The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. The views and opinions expressed within are those of the authors and speakers themselves and do not necessarily represent any affiliated institution or third party.
Hey guys, how are you today?
We're good. Oh, how are you? What have you been up to?
I am doing fantastic. It is a pleasure to be on the campus of High Point University.
Yeah, man.
It has changed so much. It has transformed so much. And it's an honor to be in the pharmacy school with you guys. So thank you for welcoming me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're happy to have you.
Yeah, this is really cool. This is one of our first live episodes where we've had someone actually come out to talk to us in person, which is really, really neat.
Yeah, we're located in the RTP, the Raleigh area. So appreciate you letting me come in live. I've been itching to get out and get in front of people. So I appreciate it. Not a far drive at all.
Of course. So yeah, so you actually, the first thing you mentioned was that you actually went to High Point University. Would you tell us a little bit about your experience with that?
Yeah, I'm originally from Ohio. Just honestly come from a long line of basketball family. My dad was a coach. My brothers played. And I played at High Point in the late 90s. Now, a lot's changed since then. But as I was just showing you guys.
You're not kidding.
I got here early for the folks listening and just spent an hour or so with Tubby Smith and the basketball team, which was just a complete honor. So he welcomed me back in as a former player. Got to speak with the team a little bit and then, you know, get to come see you guys.
Bunch of really good guys across the street from us.
Most importantly, though, shout out to my wife, Jackie, because she's an alumnus here and we have four beautiful kids. And I met my wife here. So my affinity to High Point University is beyond just hoops. It's family and they're so jealous they're not here right now.
Yeah.
Can we come with you?
Have you taken the wife and the kids here in the wintertime with all the nutcrackers and all that stuff?
We have, but not, you know, last year with COVID, you know, we usually go to a game and then do the nutcracker and I guess there's always coffee or hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were just bummed last year. So I can't wait for this winter to do that. So I know every season you guys got stuff going on here, right?
Yeah. Pulling out all the stops.
Yeah.
For
so
sure.
And this building is just incredible. So
yeah, it's really, really cool.
Your hospitality has been fantastic and unbelievable.
I'm glad we could be a part of the same thing here at High Point University. It's really, really good experience.
So I think we should preface this conversation. This is actually a follow-up that's going to be posted on the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Adam, you talked with our CEO, Todd Urie, over at the PPN right before y'all's release date on June 2nd. It's been almost a month now. How's it going?
Great question. It's we're drinking out of a fire hose. It's going great. And I say that because the noise and the attention we've gotten from the pharmacies, especially the independents nationwide that are signing up, has been really good. I was on a call today with a pharmacist, and to hear their stories about what they go through every day is just really cool. I mean, let's be honest, I'm running a business and they run a business, right? So pharmacy is not just seeing patients, which is the most important, but it's cool to hear what's going well for them and what's not going well for them. And there's a lot that's, you know, on both sides of that. So this particular pharmacist was heavily involved with vaccines and all that. So it's really cool to see how pharmacists are stepping up to help in every way they can, both with COVID and then just both on a daily basis as well. So on the other side of that, we have manufacturers, right? Because, and I'll get into what RX Rise is all about. Frankly, we're looking for innovative manufacturers. I came from the pharma side, so I know what they go through with short dated, with surplus products. So we're looking for manufacturers who want to join the platform. Obviously, we're looking for pharmacies as well. So 25 or 26 days in, we're in a good spot, but a long way to go. So
that's good. And your experience with companies like Novartis and if I'm saying this correctly, Bosch Health.
Bosch Health, yep.
Okay, that's probably led you to have some really, really great expertise and a particular skill set in navigating the labyrinthine alleyways of communicating not only with pharmacies, but with manufacturers as well, because that can be really complicated. How has that experience benefited you?
It is. I started off carrying what we call carrying the bag in pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. But the benefit of that is you get to deal and speak with and be around HCPs. Mm-hmm. And pharmacies are a big part of that, right? And so at every level from, you know, a leader who led people to marketing to running, you know, multiple brands, pharmacies are key to that, to the supply chain, obviously, but to say to the marketing of healthcare companies, right? You know, we need that relationship to be strong. Right?
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of generic companies. There's a lot of branded companies. I work more on the branded side at Novartis and then Bausch. But every step of the way, not only are you dealing with physicians and consumers, but you're dealing with pharmacies as well. And so I have an affinity to, like I said, not only you guys, how you guys work with patients, but you're running a business as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy. So you're getting pulled in a bunch of different directions. And at the end of the day, you just want to help people. And so it's cool.
So let's talk a little bit about that. So what exactly is RxRise trying to solve? What's the problem that everyone's facing that you're helping? Yeah.
Well, it's something I struggled with leading multiple brands. And so when you're leading brands, you know, there's branded competition, there's generic competition, there's insurance companies that change plans, there's all these market dynamics. And so what happens is you're left with product that is, you know, 12, 13, 14 months left, right? And some of the wholesalers don't want product that with that little shelf life. And so we're solving the problem. I'll say three things on that. We're solving the problem of getting the billions of dollars. And I mean, it's a $51 billion a year issue, what we call pharmaceutical obsolescence. That's product that's going obsolete. That's the definition. It's a $51 billion a year issue. That product usually goes to waste. It gets destroyed or it goes into incineration. And it doesn't have to. It's perfectly fine product. And so the problem we're solving is getting it back into the supply chain and ultimately back with patients. That's number one. So that's the problem we're solving. Two, we serve pharmacies like yourself, pharmacists, pharmacy independents, long-term care facilities, hospitals, anyone who dispenses, we can serve you. Obviously, we talked about pharmaceutical manufacturers are key as we need them to post product. But there's a secondary, I don't even know if it's secondary anymore. We're going to really bring to light how we think we can help the environment with this by eliminating waste, destruction, and incineration. And then we help patients as well.
Let me reiterate something for the people that might be listening. And I can just say for sure, we first listened to the Todd Urey and Adam Gladio interview. And the first thing that came to my mind, the very first thing was, what are we doing with expired medications? This is most certainly not that.
This is not. Mm-hmm. This is not what pharmacists, when a pharmacy has an expired medication on the shelf, this is not that. Mm-hmm. I'll talk about a few things here. So patients have leftover medicine in their cabinets, right? And we hope that they discard of it, right? Right. Pharmacies have expired stuff, right? And they have their process. Wholesalers have it. It keeps moving up, right? And then wholesalers give it back to the manufacturers, right? So the manufacturers are left with all this product, and it's mostly good product. And so be very clear, it's not expired product that's on a pharmacy shelf. It's higher up the pharmaceutical supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the benefit, and I don't know if you want me to get to the benefits of what's in it for pharmacies, is as the shelf life goes down, there's more motivation to get rid of this product because a manufacturer says, hey, better than throwing this away. So a lot of times that comes with a discount. And so that's what's in it for a pharmacy, the ability to save money mm-hmm. on their inventory costs. Right. So
I know we were talking about this before, you know, in one of our meetings before this episode actually came out was, you know, the first thing that I thought of as soon as you mentioned this to me was, this sounds like a great way for independent pharmacies to initially stock so that they can figure out what their community is trying to, what they need.
Right.
And if it goes to waste, you don't have to purchase it again from the main wholesaler at mm-hmm. the full price. Mm-hmm. It seems brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, it's our goal is to have wide variety of products. Talking to them, the staples of kind of diabetes comes up and blood pressure and statins, right? The stuff that they see a lot of. But beyond that, a lot of these pharmacies are very niche in the patients they have and the communities they serve, right? And so, again, we're looking for manufacturers to come aboard this. What I was getting to my third point was our platform, which is going to transform the way that we connect manufacturers right to pharmacies. And we do that through our platform at rxrise.com. So
this seems like an obvious missing piece of the puzzle that should have been here all along, but it's not. And what exactly sparked you to, like, you mentioned that you've encountered this problem in the past. Did you have suddenly like a eureka moment that was like, somebody's got to do something about this?
I did. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur kind of at heart, and my experience at corporate America was fantastic. You know, it's something, this was an issue that is on the mind of manufacturers, believe me. And so, yeah, I just had that moment where I thought we had no solution for this. We, as again, think about me on our end as a manufacturer, you know, we didn't have a solution for this. And so I thought of this as a solution to connect it right to pharmacies and get it back into the supply chain. So I laugh because, you know, a lot of work ahead of us, but yeah. I'm really excited. We're getting great feedback. And so that was kind of my moment. I think I can do this. So.
Based on my experience working in small pharmacies, it seems like this is a really great solution for this existing problem, because especially for small pharmacies like an independent pharmacy or the small pharmacy where I used to work, because they know their patients and they know that a patient, if they're going to be on a branded medication, they'll be like, oh, you know, I know that Mrs. Johnson, she's been stable on Januvia for so many years. I know that if I buy this medication from RxRise, it's not going to go to waste, even though it's got like a, you know, 3 months left in the shelf life or however. Yep. I know that the patient's going to take it because I know that she comes here, she trusts me, I trust the patient. And that's something that you're not going to find at every pharmacy. But I think that independent pharmacies, I think that they thrive on that. And that's one of the things that I loved so much about working in an independent pharmacy. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved that interaction with the patients and being able to, because that's how it should be. You should be able to have your pharmacist kind of like you have your doctor. That's the idealized, perfect world. Right. But
I would agree. And a lot of times they're looking for, you know, help. It's easy to be able to walk into the community pharmacy where every community is different and just say, hey, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Pharmacist, I need help with something, or I need guidance, or I need this. What do you think? What do you think here? So again, you guys are, you know, a huge part of the healthcare world, right? So thousands of pharmacies are out there. What, there's over 21,000 independents that,
wow,
you know, are strong and, you know, had a huge play in help with the vaccines and just a big help in their communities. So
would it be possible for RxRise to communicate these benefits and savings to hospital pharmacies as well? Okay, because that seems like that would be something else. Like, they know that they're going to be using this medication in like a short period of time because hospital stock is usually smaller and also more rapidly moving.
Just to be clear again, we serve, you know, hospital pharmacy, right? You know, there's GPOs out there. There's long-term care facilities, obviously independents. I've had great conversations with what I call the direct-to-consumer pharmacies, folks like True Pills and Capsules, and there's a whole line of those as well. So this is open to all them, right? Anyone who's licensed to buy pharmaceuticals. So, yeah.
I'm curious what was the first reaction that you got from someone who works in pharmacy when you mentioned, hey, I'm coming up with this idea. It's called RxRise. I'm curious what the first reaction you had to it was.
Yeah, I mean, how quick can I get on your platform and start looking at these products, right? And so that's where we need the manufacturers, right? But that's been the reaction. There's no downside, right? There's no fees. It's free for pharmacies. It's free for buyers. You mentioned hospital buyers. It's a free service. Now, obviously, you buy product, but there's no fees, no hidden fees, no obligation to buy, right? So, you know, I was thinking like Overstock.com, or, you know, take it even more in the consumer world with Ubers and Airbnb. It's a platform, very similar experience. It's very simple. You shop, you pick, and you buy, and it ships right from the manufacturer. So the reaction was and still is, hey, just how many products can you get on here? Because I want to really see what
right.
what we can shop. So
yeah. Has anyone had any kind of reservations about anything? Like maybe, I don't know, some, you know, short dated supply.
Yeah, you know, nothing. You know, I don't want to act like it's perfect, but yeah, it's nothing that stood out. If anything, it's more just platform. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to call them just stuff to work tweaking the platform, like best practices. Like, hey, usually, you know, I get to select a dose, or I, you know, when this product comes up, it's easier to get this dose. So maybe, you know, have a better selection with that. So it's more, I'd say it's maybe a little more user stuff, but no hesitations or anything that's stood out.
No, I'm glad.
But again, open to feedback. So, you know, they're more than welcome to go to our website, reach out to us, because we want to make this perfect. So,
attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. We're about to experience a little turbulence here, so go ahead and put your tray tables up and fasten your seatbelts, and don't forget to subscribe to Let's Farmanize.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
So you mentioned that there's no fees associated for pharmacies. How then is the platform able to sustain itself?
We work with the sellers with that. So we have a fee to for them to be on our platform.
For the sellers, yep. Okay.
So that's how we make money. And that's how we, to answer your question, kind of get revenue, right? So, but on the buying side, you know, it's free. So
kind of like when you sell a house, the realtor doesn't get paid by the buyer. I used to be a realtor.
Oh, yeah.
I was a terrible real estate agent for 1 year. Didn't sell anything.
Real estate agent, now it's pharmacy.
Yeah, quite a jump. I was 19 when I started real estate, and I was really bad at it, and I had social anxiety, and I couldn't answer the phone or call anybody, so that's why I didn't sell anything. But now I'm in something that I actually enjoy doing a lot. So.
And you get to help people. So
yeah.
That's awesome.
And occasionally answer a real estate fact, but most of the time I'm wrong. So there's that.
I'm curious how you specifically want RxRise to be viewed, but specifically by not just pharmacists, but maybe by patients as well.
Yeah.
Patients love GoodRx, for example, right? They absolutely love it because they get discount. I'm just curious how you think that you should be viewed in the pharmacy community.
So like you bring up GoodRx, right? And so, you know, they are a consumer, they're consumer based. Like if you think about it, right, you go to their website. Let's say I'm in High Point, North Carolina, right? You can search a product and it shows kind of geo targets the pharmacies around there. It says, oh, this is $10 here, and it's $5 here, and $8 here, right?
Right.
And if you're a consumer, you can go there and get a cheaper option, right? Mm-hmm. So I call that B2C, business to consumer. We're more B2B, where we're connecting the manufacturers, right. The supply chain, which is more B2B. So that's our biggest, that's today. Now, I've got this question a good bit, like how can we at some point bring in a consumer? Maybe that's down the road, but that's the biggest separator from us with like a GoodRx or even some of these other healthcare companies that are popping up with telemedicine and that, right? They're almost reverse, right? They serve the consumer with, especially with pricing, right? And then it goes back up the supply chain. So we're kind of B2B.
Now, excuse me, because I haven't looked at it yet, but I'm imagining the website is largely an open interface. You kind of get to choose your manufacturer, get to choose the discount. Is that how that works?
So you would go onto the marketplace, search a product or products, and let's make up a product, Simvastatin or
right.
Retin-A, whatever it is, and you know, you select it and you pay, and it ships from the manufacturer. So it's I wish I could sit here and say there was more to it, but that's it.
That's the beauty of it. It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be, no. So again, our goal is just to provide the pharmacies as many products at a really good price as fast as possible. So for the pharmacies out there, we're working on that, right? We're 25 days or so into launch, 27 days in. So yeah, it's a pretty easy process.
I think the simplicity is really attractive, along with the low cost. That's going to be really attractive to independent.
Well, listen, you're used to it. I mean, you're at the end of the day, pharmacists are consumers. So mm-hmm. when you go to Uber, right, you want an easy experience. Yeah, I'm making these up, right? When you order a pizza, whatever it is.
Right.
So just because it's B2B doesn't mean it can't have a B2C feel.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take. So, you know, B2B, very, you know, healthcare professionals, they expect the same kind of experience as they would on a B2C platform. So that's our goal.
Let's talk about the product specifically that you're serving, because we've mentioned Simvastatin, we've mentioned Retin-A.
Those are examples, of course. Yeah.
What about like medical supplies, nebulizers, syringes? Is that all on the website as well?
Yeah, no, we're not. Good question. We're not there yet, but we are open to that. You know, when you scale, you kind of take one thing at a time, right? And so I've talked to a few medical supply companies. There's a plethora, just to be candid, of masks and COVID items out there that are in surplus. And so we're open to that, but we're taking kind of a step at a time right now. Mm-hmm. I could see that coming in you know, phase 1A, phase 1B. So, but open to it for sure.
Mm-hmm. I like it specifically. I know from an independent pharmacy perspective, every single one has their niche, right? Some are compounding pharmacies. Yeah. Some do clinics. Some do blood pressure checks, you know, yeah, coagulation checks, yeah, anything like that. And I think no matter where you are in an independent pharmacy, no matter what your niche is, yeah, you're trying to find a way to get it as cheap as possible. And that's a great way to do it.
You have, you know, the floor, right, with aisles of over-the-counter right products and like you said, supplies like Band-Aids or masks. And so at the end of the day, this is why I love talking to them. They're business owners. Mm-hmm. And the thing, though, is they have to, you know, they're carrying so much with patience and responsibility and HIPAA and all that stuff that's so important. But at the end of the day, they're still looking to cut costs, you know, run a business, have employees, which means what? They can stay in the community. So mm-hmm, it's I love talking to them for that. Right. You know, I'm learning from them. I'm learning about what's on their mind, what's keeping them up from a business standpoint, let alone a patient standpoint and a pharmaceutical standpoint.
Yeah. So we've talked a little bit about the masks. You mentioned that there's lots of masks and lots of other medical supplies floating around. There's also been in the news, especially retail chain pharmacies have been contributing to a lot of vaccine waste. Does RX Rise now or in the future have potential plans to help mitigate the wasting of vaccines?
We do. We're not limited to, again, as long as a manufacturer can appropriately ship those, which I know they can, to a pharmacy, you know, we can connect that. Mm-hmm. We're open to that. That's no different from connecting them to an oral pill or anything else. There was just an article in the Wall Street Journal, about the plethora of J&J vaccines that are out there, right? And others.
Yeah.
Moderna, Pfizer, they're depending on the state, you know, there's no one, you know, there's lines to get some vaccines and then there's not, right? So we'd love to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. Not only today, but that's something that I see going on for
a long time,
a staple of your healthcare now, mm-hmm, right? Every year.
Yeah.
Depending on the dosage and what comes out, right?
So right,
love to be a part of that. And I know the independents would love to be a part of that.
Definitely.
Right? Because that's helping the community. That's, you know, I read an article, you know, pharmacists, you know, vaccinated 3,000 people in a weekend or something. You know, there's just these stories that come out. They're really cool. So
all the people that are listening to this podcast right now, independent pharmacists, pharmacy workers that may be curious about this, just the general public that might have genuine interest that might be listening right now, how can they learn a little bit more about what RX Rise is?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would go to rxrise.com. And again, we're B2B, right? So, you know, you can sign up as a buyer. You can sign up as a seller. There's an About Us page. You can get a demo. You can sign up for a demo. Especially from like a consumer side, think of us as a benefit to the supply chain and really trying to connect buyers and sellers. And from a pharmacy standpoint, again, you can go on to rxrise.com, sign up as a buyer. It takes 5 minutes to sign up. We validate, you know, licensing and all that. That takes a few days, right, to be honest. And from there, you're free to buy. So at the end of the day, rxrise.com, sign up as a buyer if you're a pharmacy. Sign up as a seller if you're on the manufacturer or medical supply side. Request a demo. Someone on our team will give you a demo. Obviously, you can reach out to us at hello@rxrise.com on email. And, you know, we're here to serve. So I hope that helps. I mean, I hope that answers the question.
Definitely. Yeah. So tell us about the name, the origin of the name RX Rise, because it's got a really, really nice, empowering ring to it.
We were looking, you know, we're looking for URLs.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of where things start, right?
Yeah.
So, and obviously the name, but I first of all, I appreciate you saying that. Your Todd said the same thing.
Yeah.
And it does have a good ring to it. We got our hands on the URL. And from there, it just all came together. It sounds right. I wish there was this magical story behind it, but it's one of those things. You do a little testing on it and research, and a few people are like, "Yeah, that's good. That makes sense, right?" And it sounds good. It's easy. You know, I can say rxrise.com, and it's just you know, what do you say? You know, you go type it in. So
yeah.
We love the branding, the colors. We are so excited, and we're excited to partner with the pharmacies, the manufacturers, and to be part of the healthcare supply chain, mm-hmm, and to be a solution. And that's what we are. And we're excited to do it. So love the name. I appreciate you saying that.
Of course.
Love the colors and can't wait to see where this company goes.
Adam, I think we have one more question here. We've mentioned a few of them already on the podcast, but What are some major goals in the next couple of years of RxRise? What are we trying to accomplish here that we have yet to do?
That's a good question. We have a few different phases of this, and first phase is to get the platform, up and running, and it's up and running, but just to make sure that it is solid as can be, right? Connecting buyers and sellers.
Right.
And when that started, right? And so think about what you could add to that. If you have thousands of pharmacies, like you said, medical supplies, over-the-counter products, other products than just why just short dated, why just surplus, why can't other products be available as well? So I don't want to get into all the specifics, but this is definitely phase one. I have it out to 2023 of things that we can do, things that we're getting feedback on to add value to the healthcare system and to health and to pharmacies, right? And so I hope that answers the question. But this is phase one. I'd like to start with, hey, this platform is user friendly. Is connecting buyers and sellers. And once that starts, we have hundreds of pharmacies on there, right? So if you're listening, go to rxrise.com and sign up, because the more power pharmacies and the more kind of coalition we have to get others to come on there, it's going to be a benefit for pharmacies. Make sense, right?
Yeah.
So if manufacturers are out there, medical supplies companies, over-the-counter companies, this doesn't just have to be RX. So
if you had one final message to give out to our listeners, what would it be? What would you say?
RxRise is a solution. And you can go there and sign up and be a part of a community. I want to mention this as well. We have content and community and all that coming as well. So think about this as a solution to your inventory costs and how you manage that every day, both as a manufacturer and a pharmacy, right? Think about this as connecting pharmacies and the healthcare communities through content, and that's to come as well. We're heavy on social. Bottom line, we're a solution for your inventory costs, and I encourage you to go sign up and be a part of our journey. We do it all through our revolutionary platform. And we're excited to do that.
I think our listeners and Shane and I are both excited to get a follow-up in a little bit and see how it's going, see the next phases develop. And I know as a future independent pharmacy owner myself, I'm excited.
How do you guys concentrate in this beautiful building?
It's tough.
I wish the listeners could see the auditorium's gorgeous, the foyer. What a place.
It really is. It's really nice around here. It's pretty magnificent.
So how much longer do you guys have left with schooling?
One more year of actual classroom schooling, and then an additional year after that of our 9 rotations, a month long each. Yeah, but it's exciting. Well, anyway, thank you for coming out here and bringing this information here. I was really excited to talk to you about RxRise. This has been a really cool experience.
To come here live has been awesome. I'm so glad we did this live.
I'm glad you got something out of it.
Between the hoops. The beautiful campus, bragging to my wife and kids that we're here and them being jealous is funny as well. So thank you so much.
Well, we're definitely not Tubby Smith, but I like to think we do pretty good.
You didn't win a national championship?
No. I wish.
Thanks for listening. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter to keep up with our episodes and content. And special thanks to Kelly Kerr for making our music.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.